Meanwhile, the news from the North Pole is that Santa's toy factory is busy cranking away. Luckily, he's got lots of helpers to staff the malls and take orders. These helpers may all look the same, but their backgrounds can be very different, from college professors to carpenters and naval pilots. Filling this seasonal job has become a business, with Santa vendors supplying malls and charities nationwide, each with its own jolly old elf. The Santa hiring process isn't as simple as it used to be. Many Santas now get a background check. NPR's Kara Gerhardt reports.
Walk into the main entrance of the mall in Columbia, Maryland, and you'll see a twirling carousel filled with frolicking kids. Keep going. Head down the stairs and straight past the rows of stores boasting holiday sales. And soon you'll find the red and white cotton snow-covered court of Santa Claus.
Okay, one time. Ready? Smile!
And once this crying child moves on, Santa's still got to deal with a long line of beard-pulling, wish-list-bearing kids. Santa Plus is one of the country's largest and oldest Santa vendors. The company started hiring out to department stores after World War II. They've been conducting background checks for about the past decade. Jerry Helton is marketing director for Santa Plus. He says they have a system to weed out characters who wouldn't be right for the job.
There's certain characteristics, working with large crowds, long hours, being patient, being friendly and happy and those kind of things. And we've developed profiles and questioning techniques to draw out the kind of character that we'd like these particular applicants to play.
And if they meet that profile, they'll be asked to fill out an application form, which will then be sent off to a company specializing in background checks.
We send a person into every courthouse that the applicant has lived in for the past 7 years normally.
That's Bob Mather, president of the California-based screening company Preemploy.com.
And what we do is we look for any criminal records that we can find on the person, and then we report that back to the employer.
Mather says it's not only egregious criminal offenses that send up, okay, red flags.
Dates that don't make sense to us, any lack of employment. We've had incidences where people have not worked for 4 years and said that they were on a personal vacation, but in reality, when we looked farther into those dates, they were in prison.
Many parents at the mall in Columbia weren't aware of the background checks. They had just assumed that malls would take precautionary measures staffing the position. Christine Atkins from Ellicott City, Maryland, says she's never thought twice about bringing her son to see Santa.
Because we're here with him and it's pretty quick and brief, and you know, I assume that they probably checked into him somewhat. And I know that Santa here has been the same Santa for years, so I figured he was an okay Santa.
In the end, Santa's potential employer takes the background information that the screening companies gather and makes a judgment call. Again, Jerry Helton of Santa Plus.
If it's a minor traffic violation, we usually understand some of those situations. But if there's anything that might warrant any criticism, oftentimes where they sit on the chair, there's probably been 30% of the Santas that have been eliminated.
The background checks aren't foolproof. An applicant rejected by one Santa vendor could always apply somewhere else. But screening in the Santa business has become pretty universal, so the Santas that do make the cut stay jolly through it all.
Kate, are you going to tell Santa what you need for Christmas?
Are you pulling Santa's beard off, huh?
Are you going to tell him what
you need?
You
can't pull Santa's beard off. It won't come off.
Kara Gerhardt, NPR News, the mall in Columbia, Maryland.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why.